Thanks for tuning in to WGXC 90.7 FM. My name is Kira DeCoudre, reporting the news for Wednesday, August 13th. Max O'Penn is reporting in the Daily Mail nearly 3 years since Tropical Storm Irene roared through upstate New York. The Greene County Highway Department has completed all projects stemming from the storm. The Highway Department has spent more than $17 million for repairs. The county has received more than $14 million in reimbursement for the work, with more funds on the way. In other Highway Department news, roadwork is slated to start on Caro's Main Street from the traffic light to Shingle Kill Bridge to Hannaford across Route 32 and up to the intersection of Main Street and Route 23. Work on Route 25 in Haines Falls is scheduled to begin just after Labor Day. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Patricia Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman Democratic elected officials, candidates, and supporters gathered on Tuesday, August 13th, to promote the Women's Equality Party and the creation of a Women's Equality line on the November ballot. Kathy Hochul, the Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor, was at BSP on Wall Street in Uptown Kingston with incumbent Democratic senators and assembly members from throughout the region. Senator Cecilia Kacik said, "We can send a very strong message when people vote on the Women's Equality Party line." In addition to stumping for the creation of the new party, Hochul and others blasted the state Senate for declining to take up the Women's Equality Act. She said the inaction was nothing short of an assault on women's rights. Kacik said one way to ensure the Women's Equality Act is voted on is to elect more women to the state Senate. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Arthur Cusano is reporting in the Register Star the week-long search for a Chatham man is continuing, according to New York State Police. Benjamin Kaufman, 33, left his residence the afternoon of Wednesday, August 6th for a walk and did not return, State Police said. State Police, members of the Columbia County Sheriff's Department, and State Forest Rangers have been conducting an extensive search of the area off of State 203 in the town of Chatham. Kaufman is described as a white male with brown hair and brown eyes. He is 6 feet 2 inches tall and weighs about 210 pounds. He was last seen wearing dark-colored shorts and no shirt. Kaufman was last seen by his family as he walked down the road near the family home. Anyone with information that could aid in locating Kaufman should call the New York State Police at 851-3111. Read the full story in the Register Star. The flash flood warning issued by the National Weather Service in Albany continues for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, southern Vermont, and east central New York, including Albany, Columbia, Dutchess, Greene, Rensselaer, Schoharie, and Ulster counties. Rain, heavy at times, will fall across the area through midday Wednesday as a band of rain crosses the region from west to east. Total rainfall amounts may reach 1 to 2 inches and cause localized urban and small stream flooding. The weather for today includes showers and possibly a thunderstorm mainly before 2 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, high near 78 with a chance of rain at 100%. New rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. For Wednesday night, there's a chance of showers mainly before 9 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 56, chance of precipitation at 30%. For Thursday, there will be a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 73, and for Thursday night, mostly cloudy, low around 54. For Friday, it's expected to be partly sunny, high near 73, Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 53. Saturday will be mostly sunny, high near 77, Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. The sunrise today was at 6:01 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:58 p.m., allotting the total length of the day to be 13 hours and 56 minutes. Today is the second Wednesday of the month, and Athens will be having a village board meeting at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center, 2 First Street in Athens. For more information, call 945-1551. Catskill will be having a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 6 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill. For more information, call 943-2141. Claremont will be having a Planning Board meeting at Town Hall, 7 p.m. at 1795 Route 9 in Claremont. For more information, you can call 537-6868. Columbia County will be having a Board of Supervisors Special County Government Committee meeting at 7 p.m., followed by a Special Finance Committee meeting at 7:10 p.m., in addition to a presentation of the Columbia Greene Community College budget at 7:20 p.m. The full board meeting will occur at 7:30 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson. For more information, you can call 828-1527. Copaic will be having a Hamlet Revitalization Task Force meeting at 7 p.m. and an Environmental Committee meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountview Road in Copaic. You can call 329-1234 for more information. Germantown will be having a Board of Education meeting at 6:30 p.m. in the Elementary Music Room at the Germantown School at 123 Main Street in Germantown. For more information, you can call 537-6281. Ghent will be having a Planning Board Application meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7 p.m., both at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66 in Ghent. For more information, call 392-4644. Hudson will be having a planning committee meeting at 7 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. For more information, call 828-1030. Jewett will be having a town board meeting at 7 p.m. in the Municipal Building, 3547 County Route 23C. For more information, you can call 263-4626. Kinderhook will be having a Town's 9 and 9H Corridor Committee meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 4 Church Street in Iverville. For more information, you can call 784-2233. In addition, Kinderhook will be having a Village Board and Budget Hearing meeting at 7 p.m. at 6 Chatham Street in Kinderhook. For more information, you can call 758-9882. You've been listening to WGXC 90.7 FM.